Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hello, Art. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
My name's Cliff. I'm calling from Odessa, Texas.
I can hear it in your voice, Cliff.
Thank you very much.
All right.
My prediction is sometime, well, I'll say sometime in May of 2005, either the Holland American or one of the Princess Cruise lines in the Caribbean is going to be blown apart by some small craft with a case nook.
Cruise ship blown up, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, if, let's say, a terror group got hold of a small nuclear device, why do you think they would use it on such a controlled, relatively small target for a high-profile weapon like that?
Yes, sir, I see that. Sort of like for the same reason that the old boy drives a truck into the middle of some city and blows it up. You've got a lot of people packed into a small space.
Right.
You would have an incredibly high kill ratio.
Probably also, 100%, sure.
And they're very vulnerable. And we don't know where the Al-Qaeda Navy is or what they're doing.
The Al-Qaeda Navy? I'm not sure they have one.
Well, relatively speaking, they know that there's something out there, and I think they know where they're at.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for the call. It's recorded as number 28, that cruise ship explodes. I think that could be done with less than a nuclear weapon. And again, I think, my own personal opinion, that if the terrorists did manage to come up with a nuclear weapon, they would not waste it on a single cruise ship. They'd probably try and get it into a city. Isn't that fairly obvious? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, my name's James.
Hi, James.
I predict that in 2005, psychics within the government will be highly instrumental in preventing or averting a major terrorist attack.
You know, I think it's entirely possible, but if it happened, would we hear about it?
Probably not.
Huh. So how would we ever confirm your prediction? We couldn't, could we?
I don't think so. But anyways, I was just thinking that could be, you know, they could be at work at that, or that could be possible. I don't know.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, it's my view that, number one, if, as most of the remote viewers that I've had on, if not, in fact, all, actually, have said that remote viewing absolutely worked for the government, that the hit rate was high. I personally have never bought off on the political embarrassment aspect of why the program would have been canceled. In fact, if it worked as advertised, I believe that we would still be using it now. Moreover, I believe we are using those talents now. Just my own opinion. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Todd calling you from Coquitlam, BC, Canada.
Hi, Todd.
I have a prediction to make.
I have a prediction to receive.
Okay. Saudi Arabia,
yes,
will fall to Islamic fanatics and will ally itself with Iran.
Oh, my
God.
Will
send Iranian troops onto its shores.
Oh, my Lord.
This is what I feel very strongly. Like the 9/11 tragedy, I had a dream before that.
Yes.
And a voice told the souls to go to the light in the dream, pre-9/11, the night before.
Right.
So this is what I'm feeling, that the tragedy is coming to that region, to the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia will fall.
Well, that would be more tragic than, you know, I'm not sure the United States could sit back and allow that to occur. I'm not sure we would sit back and allow that to occur.
Oh, you couldn't. I mean, it's, what is it, the second largest oil reserves in the world?
Right. And president after president after president has affirmed that we would go to war to maintain the oil.
Well, I just feel very strongly that this will happen.
That we wouldn't stand for blockades and
exactly,
all that kind of thing.
Exactly. I see Iranian troops on Saudi Arabian shores by the end of next year.
Boy. All right. You see some pretty dark things, my friend, but it is recorded as number 30.
Okay. Thank you, Art. Right. Best to you and Ramona over the holidays.
Take care, my friend.
Okay. Goodbye.
And Merry Christmas. I don't toss that around casually. And Merry Christmas to you all, I might add, because let me explain to you, We're doing predictions this night, for the remainder of this night, in fact, and then I am off Christmas week. And I will be back, and if you do not get your prediction in tonight, you'll have a second opportunity with the December 31st program. I will do the other half of the predictions on December 31st. So do not despair if you do not get through. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a prediction that...
Where are you, by?
I'm in Ontario.
Ontario, okay.
My name is Clark.
Yes, Clark.
Okay, I have a prediction that there will be an act of combat within North America.
Act of combat in North America?
Yes.
Wow.
And depending on the response, there may be an invasion.
From?
I'm not sure.
Okay, it's worth asking you, I think, how this came to you.
A series of dreams.
A series of dreams. And you, do you have a history of your dreams coming true?
9/11, I knew it was happening.
You did?
Yes.
Before it happened?
During, actually. I didn't hear it, but I had no way of knowing. But the night before, I had a rather violent dream, and when they told us we had an assembly to go to in class, I blurted out the word terrorism.
Oh. All right, I've written it down. Thank you. Active combat somewhere in North America. And you certainly can't rule out the possibility. Nearly anything could happen, couldn't it? You see, here's something I do believe. Because I've had an experience, weird as it was, and I'm not going to drag you all through it, but I had a profound precognitive experience, only one in my life, but it was real, it was absolute. And it's not even open for discussion. I had a precognitive experience. Well, that means that human beings, through whatever method it comes to us, occasionally have these precognitive experiences, whether they come through a dream or they just come to you or however they come to you, it happens. Human beings do have occasionally this ability to tell what's going to happen in the future. So I think what we're doing is very valid.